a reminder about winter range closures, and a film about bighorn sheep management in Wyoming coming up in Cody. That's next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is reminding outdoor enthusiasts that winter range closures are still in effect in the Jackson region and many other areas across the state. Despite mild weather and minimal snow at lower elevations, these seasonal closures are crucial for minimizing human-caused disturbances that can be stressful to wintering wildlife. Additionally, these closures lessen impacts on forage available on native winter ranges. In many regions, seasonal restrictions will remain in effect for game and fish wildlife habitat management areas until 6 a.m. May 1st. Opening dates, though, may vary throughout the state. They can be found on the Game and Fish WHMA webpage on the Game and Fish website. The public is invited to a free community event focused on the conservation and management of local bighorn sheep herds. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the Draper Museum of Natural History, and the Wyoming Wild Sheep Foundation are co-hosting Managing for Resilience, Bighorn Sheep Film and Forum on April 23rd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Cody. The special event features a unique behind-the-scenes look at wildlife management through film screening and face-to-face discussion with experts. The evening aims to foster a dialogue about how management tools, including hunting and targeted ewe harvest, are vital for keeping bighorn sheep populations healthy and resilient against disease. The evening features a welcome reception with heavy hors d'oeuvres and more, a screening of the new short film Carrying Capacity, The Hunt for Resilience, which explores the challenges and management of the Ferris, Seminole, and Jackson bighorn sheep herds. A presentation by local wildlife biologist Sam Stevens on the Devil's Canyon bighorn sheep herd titled What Goes Up? The Challenge of Exceeding Carrying Capacity in an Isolated and Reintroduced Wyoming Bighorn Sheep Herd. And then panel discussion and Q&A with local biologists, wildlife disease specialists, a bighorn sheep hunter, and a representative from the Wyoming Wild Sheep Foundation. The event is made possible through the generous contributions of the Wyoming Wild Sheep Foundation, the Wyoming Outdoorsman, the Wildlife Fund, and the Draper Museum of Natural History. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.